Joe is being called for a 5-yard delay of game penalty as he has failed to report back to the studio. So while we wait for Joe, one thing that I thought was pretty fascinating out of the Tomlin press conference was the communication and the relationship that he has with Aaron Rodgers. And you saw there was an NFL Films clip that went pretty viral on Twitter yesterday of Rodgers and Tomlin embracing after the game right at midfield, and Rodgers saying to Tomlin, "Thanks for bringing me here." And he basically said in colorful words, like, "Are you kidding me? Like, seriously? Of course. This is why we brought you here." And that's kind of been reiterated in Tomlin's words, and it's the truth. This is why you bring Aaron Rodgers here, for moments like this, for that Ravens game to lead a game-winning touchdown with 55 seconds left, and for a playoff game trying to break a streak of over 8 years.
Mike, after the game, the cameras caught a cool moment between you and Aaron Rodgers at midfield. Just what's the importance of the head coach-quarterback relationship, and how has that relationship grown or evolved throughout this season?
You know, it's very important because they're unique jobs. I think we got to be connected. There's a loneliness with leadership. There's a responsibility with leadership. And so I've just learned over the years to embrace that component of it, that we got to spend time together. We got to have an understanding. And certainly that's been a fun process with Aaron. It's been really fun because he has an appetite for it. He loves the process as much as he loves competing. He's got an awesome relationship with football. He's at the point in his career where he's really reflective and excited about giving back to the game and the young people in the game. And so it's fun to do that with him and help young guys like Will Howard advance in his career. And so it's been an enjoyable process, but certainly it's work. We respect it in that way. And certainly we respect the work that's in front of us this week in terms of leading this group.
Mike Tomlin on his relationship with Aaron Rodgers, and I give them a lot of credit. I remember writing and saying at the beginning of the year, man, I don't know if this is going to work. When has a situation like this ever worked? You have a coach who's been around forever, was great at the start, and has pretty much flatlined as far as winning big games, trying to recapture it 20 years, 19 years into his career and with a 42-year-old quarterback. So far, so good, right? I mean, they won the division. It got better late in the year. They look like they're on an upswing headed into the playoffs. Meanwhile, I thought that we might have left the mongoose in a bad place there, Limits. I just went back and re-listened to some of that. He got hot at one point. And also the YouTube commenter, somebody saying the mongoose looks like he's in a prison suit.
Wow.
Did you see that? And then the YouTubers were crushing me. I mean, crushing me.
Well, that's just an everyday occurrence.
Well, no, they usually crush you.
Well, but that today definitely is an everyday occurrence.
They were crushing me, but then a couple of them defended me. So that's become a YouTube commenter issue.
You have some defenders in the YouTube chat. That's good. I think we all have a couple of defenders.
A couple of them. And then I was comforted by the fact that I got a text from the mongoose saying, and I quote, "I thought the exercise was fun and the essence of sports talk radio."
I would agree with that.
Yeah, I thought it was fun. Believe me, I didn't agree with him putting Rodgers so low on his list of AFC quarterbacks, but maybe, I guess the YouTubers did. They didn't like me putting Bo Nix fourth among these guys. Mm. Bo Nix gets no respect around here, and I resent that.
No, I had him sixth.
I had Rodgers third.
He needs to earn it.
So do all these guys, except for, I mean, well, let's see. How many of these guys, Rodgers is the only one who's won a Super Bowl.
Correct.
And the rest of them are... It's mostly, that's an interesting way to look at this. Allen is starting to get up there, and I wonder if he's running out of chances. And then you have Drake May, Bo Nix. Herbert has been in the league for a bit now, but still young. Same with, I mean, Allen, is Allen even 30 yet? And then Trevor Lawrence and CJ Stroud. So it's Allen and the 20-something club, is it not?
It is. And Joe, it's time to go.
It is?
Yeah, it is.
I thought we went till 52. I thought you said we had a rule that I had to come back for 5 minutes after every segment.
Well, no, because I came back. I brought us back in.
And Josh Allen's only 29. See ya. I have to do weather, and I can't find it. Can you?
Yes. Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions, with a high today of Jeff Locke at 49. Joe, What's Cooking is brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly.
Is that it?
That's it.
See you tomorrow, buddy.
See you tomorrow.